Chapter 83. Jesse threw on his shirt and jacket, buckled his belt, and yanked the flashlight off its string. He ran to the house next door. As he ran, he heard a car engine turn over, its tires rolling over rocks and dirt. He didn't bother looking for it. He wanted nothing more to do with Mr. Peepers, and he hoped Peepers wanted nothing more to do with him. He realized the killer wouldn't be pleased that Jesse had fudged the truth a little about the quality of the photographs. But at least Peepers would know there weren't any photos of him, good or bad, out there. The front door to the Victorian was open. When Jesse found the access to the basement, he used the flashlight to navigate the darkened steps. The house was vast, as was the basement, and it was about 30 seconds before he found Kayla, nude and unconscious, but breathing, in a room lighted by a dozen portable lanterns. She was face up on a stainless steel table. There was a nasty burn mark the size of a man's fist on the inside of her left thigh. He folded up his shirt and placed it under Kayla's head. He put his jacket over her to keep her warm. While tucking the jacket around her, he heard muted groaning. He looked around the room and found a closet door. There on the concrete floor, in a puddle of blood, was the nude, barely conscious Vic Prado. His face was wrecked, his lips exploded. His arms were bent at unnatural angles, and it took Jesse a second to realize that the annoying little stones scraping under his boots were Vic's teeth. But before he could bend down to lift Vic up, there was gunfire. Jesse was sprinting in the opposite direction through the lots he had taken to get to One Rhode Island Circle. Through the framing of two unfinished houses, he saw his explorer, the front door flung open. As he got closer and his sight lines changed, he noticed the front end of another vehicle. It wasn't a white Nissan Sentra, but a black Chevy Silverado. His heart jumped into his throat and his guts twisted in a knot because he recognized the pickup as Suit Simpson's. He didn't want to believe it, but he had very little choice. From half a street away, Jesse saw what he prayed he would never see. Suit Simpson face down on the ground next to the open door of his truck. "Fuck! Fuck!" Jesse screamed as he ran, tears streaming down his face. Jesse loved Suit like a little brother, and had always feared something like this might happen. In spite of what Jesse told him, Suit would never have made it as a big city cop. Jesse didn't know what he would do if Suit was dead. Then he saw a movement. Suit was clawing at the ground. Jesse remembered that he'd ordered his people to wear their vests since D'Angelo had been murdered at the mall by those psychos, the Lincolns. That made him breathe a little easier until he reached Suit and saw all the blood. He pushed Suit's 9mm out of the way and flipped Suit onto his back. There was a line of blood across his abdomen. "What are you doing here, Suit?" Jesse said, stripping off Suit's jacket and pressing his palms down hard on the wounds. "I think I winged him, Jesse." "That's not what I asked you." "Initiative, Jesse. You're always after me to take the initiative." "If you live, I'm going to kill you." Jesse patted Suit's pockets for his cell phone, found it, dialed 911. "Officer down. Officer down. Multiple gunshot wounds. Multiple victims." When he was done giving the location, he went back to staunching the wounds. Suddenly, Suit's chest was heaving, and he was gasping for breath.
I knew you were lying, Jesse. You didn't even spot me following you. I figured you might need back.
Did I ask you for backup?
I heard the gunfire just as I pulled up, but I didn't know where it...
Shut up, Suit. That's an order.
Then I saw the white Sentra, and I clipped him.
You said that. Now shut up. Help is coming.
Okay, Jesse.
Then Suit Simpson went quiet.